What happens when a presidency turns into courtroom drama on live TV? When the leader of the free world is effectively put on trial in front of the entire planet? Is it justice, politics, or is it both? Back to this day that year, on this day, January 7th, on that year, 1999. So on January 7th, 1999, the impeachment trial of President Bill Clinton formally opened in the United States Senate. It was only the second time in U.S. history that a sitting president had faced a Senate impeachment trial. The first was Andrew Johnson in 1868. Look it up. It's not this day. It's not that year. All right. But yeah, Clinton had been impeached by the House of Representatives on December 19th, 1998 on two charges: perjury, lying under oath, I did not have sex with, the, you know, whatever, and obstruction of justice. So these charges stemmed from his sworn testimony in the Paula Jones sexual harassment case, where he denied having sexual relationship with a White House intern, Monica Lewinsky. So independent counsel Ken Starr's investigation and the so-called Starr report laid out detailed allegations that Clinton had lied and tried to cover up the relationship. So by early January 1999, the House had impeached him. The question now moved to the Senate. Should he be removed from office? So the trial opened on January 7th today, a few years ago, and the House impeachment managers, essentially the prosecutors, solemnly walked the articles of impeachment across the Capitol into the Senate chamber and read them aloud. Chief Justice William Rehnquist of the U.S. Supreme Court was then escorted into the Senate to preside, as required by the Constitution for the presidential impeachment trials. So Rehnquist was sworn in, and then he administered the oath of impartial justice to all 100 senators, turning them into a kind of hybrid body. Not exactly judges, not exactly jurors, but something kind of molded in between. This podcast is sponsored by Mechanic Cuss. When your engine blows and you scream, mother f***, or you go, oh f***, because your headlights need fluid, or maybe you just need a fucking oil change. We're here for your needs. Mechanic Cuss. We'll figure that shit out. So the trial's first day was mostly ceremony and procedure. They had a presentation of the charges. They swore people in, and then they laid the groundwork for how the trial would run: arguments, evidence, witnesses, no witnesses, whatever it was going to be. And on day one, political lines were pretty fucking visible. Many Republicans argued that Clinton's conduct met the bar of high crimes and misdemeanors. And then, obviously, many Democrats argued that while his behavior was immoral and embarrassing, it didn't rise to the level of removing a president chosen by voters. So, what was the fallout? So, from 1999 to 2025, we've had a litany of changes and troubles from this. It may have impacted everything in the world today. It's a little hyperbole. So the outcome of the trial, all right, we're going to skip forward a little bit. The trial ran from the January 7th on this day that year to February 12th, 1999. So on February 12th, the Senate acquitted Clinton on both counts: on perjury, Article 45, guilty, 55, not guilty; on the obstruction of justice, Article 50, guilty, 50, not guilty. A two-thirds majority, which was like 67 votes, was required to convict and remove him. So the votes weren't close to that threshold. So he was able to finish his second term in office, leaving in January 2001. And who did he give up his seat to? Your boy George Bush. But anyway, there was a pretty little bit of fallout from this whole thing. Politically, Republicans had pushed the impeachment pretty hard, but the acquittal meant that they damaged his personal and his personal reputation. Even though they embarrassed him, they failed to remove him, and he left the office with a pretty high approval rating. For Democrats, the trial cemented the kind of Clinton fatigue, the sense that his personal behavior constantly generated scandal, even as the economy was booming. So this whole episode just kind of created this whole partisan polarization in Washington that's made maybe the foundation for where we are at today, where both parties are still accusing each other of weaponizing morality and then weaponizing the Constitution for political gain. So in politics, from 1999 through the early 2000s and beyond, the Clinton impeachment trial on January 7th became a template for how Americans talk about impeachment. It set up this pretty much a modern script of House impeaches a largely along part The House will impeach largely along political lines or party lines, and the Senate will then hold a trial where conviction is highly unlikely unless the president's own party turns on them. So when Donald Trump was impeached back in 2019 and 2021, news coverage constantly compared those cases back to Clinton's 1999 trial, basically saying that questioning whether what counts as high crimes and misdemeanors and whether impeachment is a legal tool, political tool, or essentially both. It also normalized two things: that impeachment was essentially a option, but not a distant historical, option, and the idea that a president can be morally compromised and but politically resilient if their own party sticks with them. So there have been multiple effects on Clinton, Lewinsky, and culture itself, but Clinton's historical reputation became permanently entangled with impeachment. Any biography or discussion of his presidency has to grapple with that January 7th trial. Monica Lewinsky, who was in her early 20s at the time, spent years largely defined by this whole scandal. She has since then become an advocate for speaking up about online shaming, public humiliation, the power imbalances in certain relationships in terms of gender, the impeachment saga. The impeachment saga itself shaped how Americans talk about sex and power in the workplace, privacy and public interest, and the line between private misconduct and public crime. So it still matters because as the events of January 7, 1999 still echo in multiple ways. So anytime impeachment is even mentioned with Biden or future presidents or Trump or whoever, people indistinctively will just recall Clinton's trial and its outcome. Impeachment does not mean an automatic removal. So the trial is still studied in law schools, political science, media, but quite the time to be alive. I was pretty young when this was happening, but I still remember the tidbits of news and how things were kind of coming about from it. So pretty interesting. What a first week of the year for that year, right? But that was this day that year in January 7th, 1999. Let's examine power dynamics and relationships. Kind of take a look in the mirror, everyone here. But all right, chat, that's the podcast. You got to log off. You got to go outside and you got to get moving. Until next time. If you're in a wreck and need more than a check, or if you have an owie, you gotta call Howie. Call Howie Catskin. Were you at work and turned your back in? Stop messing around and call Catskin. Call Howie Catskin. Call 555-555-555-555. This is not a real lawyer.